Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Greatness that comes through total surrender. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. 2 Corinthians 10:18. When it came to credentials, the Apostle Paul didn't have to apologize. He had traveled thousands of miles, preached countless sermons, faced criticism and persecution, all for the sake of the gospel. Yet some people accused Paul of selfish motives and self-serving methods. Paul's defense was to boast not about his accomplishments, but about his Lord. As G. Campbell Morgan points out, letting the Lord work through him made Paul great. Walk with G. Campbell Morgan, an English Bible teacher who traveled extensively in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The apostle's greatness was created in the first place by the absoluteness of his surrender to Jesus. On the way to Damascus, surprised, startled, and stricken to the earth by the revelation of the living Christ, he, in one brief and simple question, handed over his whole life to Jesus. What shall I do, Lord? Acts 22:10. The greatness of Paul as an apostle is further to be accounted for by his attitude toward all the things of his former life. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Philippians 3:7. Finally, his greatness is to be accounted for by the resulting experience which he crystallized into one brief sentence. To me, to live is Christ. Philippians 1:21. Truly, this was the great apostle, the great pattern for all time for those who would desire to be messengers of the cross of Christ. Today's New Testament reading is 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
2 Corinthians 10. By the humility and gentleness of Christ, I appeal to you. I, Paul, who am timid when face to face with you, but bold toward you when away, I beg you that when I come, I may not have to be as bold as I expect to be towards some people who think that we live by the standards of this world. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ, and we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete. You are judging by appearances. If anyone is confident that they belong to Christ, they should consider again that we belong to Christ just as much as they do. So even if I boast somewhat freely about the authority the Lord gave us for building you up rather than tearing you down, I will not be ashamed of it. I do not want to seem to be trying to frighten you with my letters, for some say his letters are weighty and forceful. But in person he is unimpressive, and his speaking amounts to nothing. Such people should realize that what we are in our letters when we are absent, we will be in our actions when we are present. We do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commend themselves. When they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the sphere of service God Himself has assigned to us, a sphere that also includes you. We are not going too far in our boasting, as would be the case if we had not come to you, for we did get as far as you with the gospel of Christ. Neither do we go beyond our limits by boasting of work done by others. Our hope is that, as your faith continues to grow, our sphere of activity among you will greatly expand, so that we can preach the gospel in the regions beyond you. For we do not want to boast about work already done in someone else's territory. But let the one who boasts boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends.
Paul served Christ. Paul sacrificed for Christ. Paul lived for Christ. Once you have met a truly great man like Paul, a Christ-like man who couldn't care less for money or fame, you will know how poor you really are, until you respond as he did. By seeking the commendation of God, not man. By counting all things as loss for the sake of your Lord. By living only for his glory.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.